WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Severe weather yesterday afternoon caused minor flooding and other problems in Brazos and surrounding counties. Firefighter activity included a structure fire off FM 60 west of Highway 47, a transformer fire on Bryan's extreme east city limits near Highway 30, and an oil well fire in northeast Brazos County. Freeway traffic near the Briarcrest exit in Bryan was stopped after a semi went off the road and came to a stop in the median. A divided College Station City Council has taken the next step to build a nature center at Lick Creek Park.
The 4-3 vote hires an architect to design an air-conditioned building, which would be staffed by one full-time employee plus seasonal help. Mayor Nancy Berry explored the idea of an open-air pavilion with Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt.
On Veterans Park, that pavilion, we don't use any full-time staff there, do we?
We send our crews in there to clean up prior to events and then after, but we don't have somebody stationed there the entire time.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick supported the recommendation made by a citizens committee.
I think we have an opportunity to adapt and build a building that will not require totally enclosed air-conditioned space 12 months a year. And as far as the full-time staff, my understanding, as I said, was that the staff would not be full-time on those premises.
The Nature Center was approved in the 2008 bond election. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's all systems go for the city of Bryan's new wastewater treatment plant.
The $18 million Thompson Creek sewer treatment plant on the west side of Bryan College Station there. It will serve Bryan's expanding needs on the west side. It's also going to serve some of College Station's expanding needs on the west side down Highway 60 with our partnership with the city of College Station.
Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski says College Station is extending sewer lines down Highway 30 to serve the east side of the Twin Cities. And in the last 6 years, the Rainy Day Fund for state government in Texas has grown from $1 billion to $12 billion. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is among those wanting to get the most bang out of that emergency account.
There's been a big argument between members of the legislature and the Legislative Budget Board about whether taking money out of the Rainy Day Fund and putting it into a infrastructure bank, a water bank, whatever you want to call it, is actually an expenditure. There is some talk about maybe creating a law, would be the better way of saying it, that says a lateral transfer of money from one fund to another interest-bearing fund out of the Rainy Day Fund will not go toward the budget cap.
Rainey expects lawmakers will return this summer for a special session. And the Texas Senate has unanimously passed where it wants to spend money from the Rainy Day Fund. Senator Charles Schwertner says he doesn't know how the governor will react.
What I can tell you is that the Senate unanimously voted out that bill. It has the support of the lieutenant governor as well as the comptroller. I think it's, we came down here to govern, to address the priorities of the state, and two of the critical priorities are water, roads, and education, and that's what that Senate joint resolution did.
$2.9 billion would go towards roads, which Schwertner says would save $3 billion in bond interest payments over a 30-year period. The package also includes $2 billion for water infrastructure and $800 million for education. A Bryan man convicted in last year's bomb threat at Texas State University has been sentenced to prison. A federal judge in Houston ordered 22-year-old Darian Kelly to serve 2 years and 9 months. He was also ordered to pay nearly $16,000 in restitution and a $300 fine. Kelly was found guilty last month of hacking into his ex-girlfriend's email account to send bomb threats. Prosecutors dropped charges against the woman after the threatening emails to the Texas State Admissions Office were traced to Kelly. And a drug raid by state troopers last October in Central Bryan has resulted in a guilty plea and prison time. 48-year-old Jose Valencia Salida admitted to selling cocaine and marijuana out of a home at 30th and Sims. He was sentenced to a total of 15 years involving four charges. At the time of the search, DPS seized more than $8,000 of drugs and more than $4,500 cash. And school lunch prices are not going up next year in the Bryan School District. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says nutrition director Cindy Fryer found a local revenue source, concessions from ballgames at Merrill Green Stadium. That won't reduce the amount of state funding.
We've got right at 28 to 30,000 set aside for that fund anyway, so we're just not going to raise the prices of meals on our students and our parents during this economic hardship.
Wallace says $14,000 will be transferred next year to help pay for student meals. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Showers and thunderstorms are a possibility today. We'll certainly be keeping a watch out for them. They're already developing over the central part of the state. Highs today near 75. Night showers and storms are likely 65. Showers and thunderstorms will end tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with a low around 60. It'll be sunny Sunday. It's also going to be warmer by Sunday. Highs will approach 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball, after a bit of a rain delay, got back after it against LSU. We've got a new record in A&M track and field, and we'll get you caught up on the playoffs in the NHL. All that coming up with sports. We'll do that for you here in about 6:50 or so. And I just want to say my leg was right yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that it rained?
Yeah. It rained a lot.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, you know, we needed that.
Yes, we did.
We'll talk to, I think, Jay Sokol this morning. One of the ironies is I was looking at the Bryan College Station Daily Eagle website this morning. They had two stories. One had to do with City Hall flooding because they had some kind of a clog up or something.
Yeah, I saw Julie Schultz post a picture of that.
Yeah, and then the but also at the same time, the city council took up water problems at Northgate.
Irony.
Yes, I'm thinking water problems probably there would be better. And nothing like a morning at the ballpark, huh? I mean, I had a function to go to last night, and I come home and it's, I don't know, 10 something or another. So I'm thinking, well, they probably had a little bit of a rain delay, and I turn on the TV, and it's the second inning.
Yep.
And then they backed it down from there and, you know, went back in the dugouts. Finished about midnight 30, is that right?
Give or take.
Well, they beat them. That's all.
Yes,
that matters, they,
well, right? See, now it's not a tease anymore.
Well, it wasn't going to be a tease anyway because people who care knew, right?
Yeah,
so
true.
Anyway, but good for them. Police in San Francisco reported an arrest for indecent exposure on Nancy Pelosi.
Really?
Drive.
Whew. Oh.
Yeah, I saw it. It's good. Because, I mean, you leave off that last word, and you get police in San Francisco report an arrest for indecent exposure on Nancy Pelosi. It just gets scary, right? It's at least really. Police in Highland Beach, our favorite state, Florida, say a speeding driver somehow vanished completely. Police gave chase after spotting the reckless motorist, but when they finally caught up to his car, it appeared to be completely empty, as opposed to partially empty.
That's really
could
an illegal...
Could he have jumped out or hidden down in
Well, as they were leaving, the car sped off again. They gave chase a second time, and the same thing happened. Finally, comedy of threes, officers realized that the suspect had been jumping into the trunk to hide. They eventually spotted him again, and he was arrested.
We have one area of
hush on drug charges. I'm thinking, but he had the presence of mind, even though he was on drugs, to hop in the back and, you
know. And they didn't find him.
No?
See, that was, my thought was that's a real illegal alien.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Hey, Sean.
Does he get three counts of resisting arrest, though, or three counts of flight? I wonder how they do that. Because, I mean, each time he drove away, right? They're creative like that.
Yeah.
Worth your while to spend
this time with us. He'd have to serve them concurrently.
Yeah.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
It's 6:18, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we are. It's the 10th. Of May. You know the kids are going to be out of school pretty soon.
No kidding.
That will change everybody's world, won't it? All right, anyway, so what are we got going on? Wait, I'm sorry. It's, it's because this is good. It's Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
They again, earn it.
Yeah, ought to be a lot. So there you go. All right, birthday.
Lauren Potter is 23. She was the cheerleader with Down syndrome from Glee.
Oh, okay.
Odette Yestman is 28. She is Dr. Jessica in House. Kenan Thompson is 35.
Saturday Night Live.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Helio Castroneves is 38. Linda Evangelista is 48. Paul Hewson. Any idea who that is?
I have no idea.
That'd be Bono.
Oh,
really?
Well, there you go, then.
He's 53.
He's rich.
Rick, yes, he is. Yeah. Rick Santorum is 55.
Oh.
Boomer Chris Berman is 58.
Back.
Rumbling, stumbling, Chris Berman. Mark David Chapman is 58 today. Guy that shot and killed John Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Mason.
Like him.
I do, too.
Liked him in Traffic and then liked him as a solo, too. But anyway, yeah.
Well, strangely enough, Dave Mason is 67, and is it today? It's either today or tomorrow, Steve Winwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Donovan is 67.
Mm-hmm.
He got Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones together.
So Donovan and Dave Mason, born on the same day.
Yes.
Huh? Right.
And Donovan helped form Led Zeppelin.
Right, yeah.
So the guy that did Hurdy Gurdy Man.
Yeah. And Atlantis.
True.
To tie into yesterday.
He is at 67. Gary Owens.
Oh.
TV announcer boy is 77 today. That's and all I got for
this,
today.
This is Homer Simpson's fictional birthday.
Nope.
Yeah, 57. So I have a beer and a donut today.
There you go.
Jay Ferguson, 66. Tomorrow is miniature golf day. Celebrate a little bit.
We can't do that here. Well, I guess you can.
Can we?
Yeah.
Where?
They've got a miniature indoor miniature golf
at
Grand Station, yeah.
Oh, okay. And it's also Eat What You Want Day, which is we probably do most of the time, right?
So you can have a beer and a donut.
Yeah, I guess you could do that if you wanted to, sure. All right, here we go.
Cam Newton, Carolina Panthers quarterback, is 24.
Used to play football in Brenham.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Donovan is 45. He's in burn notice.
Ah.
Martha Quinn, the original MTV VJ.
Yeah.
54.
Been here.
David Guest is 60.
Yeah. Okay. Liza Minnelli's ex-punching bag.
Yep.
Okay.
Satchmo Louis Farrakhan is 80.
Uh-huh.
And Mort Saul, for you old school folk.
Yeah.
Mort Saul comedian is 86.
Wow. Mike Lupica, you might know him. He's a sports columnist and on radio sometimes. He's a 60. On Sunday, you can go hell in addition to Mother's Day. But I think you already do that.
Just throw that out there in case.
It's fatigue syndrome day. So if you want to feel tired, run down. That's your day. All right.
I'm feeling that way now.
No, thank you. Okay.
Sunday's birthdays. Emily Van Camp is 27 from Revenge. Jason Biggs is 35 from the American Pie movies.
Mm-hmm.
King Tootie Fields from Facts of Life is 44.
Uh-huh.
Tony Hawk, who also falls off his piles of money.
Skateboard boy.
Yeah, 45. Catherine Tate from The Office, and she was also in Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
45. Scotty Schwartz is 45. He's the guy that stuck his tongue on the pole.
Ah, and got stuck. Yeah, all right.
It's funny. All you have to do is say, got his tongue stuck, and everybody knows who he is.
Yep.
Stephen Baldwin is 47.
The normal one.
Mm-hmm. He shares his birthday with Emilio Estevez.
Oh.
Also the normal one.
Yeah, really.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ving Rhames is 54.
Real name, Irving.
I'd be Ving, too.
Yeah, he was given it, but Stanley Tucci is the guy who gave him the name Ving.
No kidding.
They were students together at SUNY in New York.
So I'll be darned.
Yep.
Gabrielle Byrne is 63 from The Treatment, HBO show. Billy Squire, 63 years old, resting comfortably under the rock of obscurity.
Whatever happened to him? Yeah.
Steve Winwood, who's one of my favorites. I love Traffic.
You know, just again, to make you feel old, his first hit, he was 19.
I thought he was 16. Maybe I remember he was
maybe
very young.
Maybe he was 16. Yeah, maybe so. Spencer Davis Group. Yeah,
well, sixes and nines look a lot alike.
Yeah, they do.
Give Me Some Lovin' by Steve, and you're going, really? He was that young?
Yeah. That was a great song.
Yeah, it was. 65 years old, Burt Bacharach.
Oh, yeah.
So Burt Bacharach and Billy Squire.
Yeah.
Share a birthday. He is 85 and the most quotable man on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrates his 88th birthday today.
Yeah.
Yogi Berra's birthday.
Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. love that.
He has just got the best quote.
That's true. And Kix Brooks, the one who... The other one sings. He's anyway.
Kix Brooks is the dark-headed guitar player.
He's the one with the with the mustache.
58.
All right, there you go. 622.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The greatest culprits in all of this covering up for them and never getting the job done from the beginning is the left-wing Obama suck-up ass-kissing media. Now the reporting by the elite media in this country was, oh, there's no smoking gun. That's actually how they reported this yesterday. Shows how dumb they are. Now, National Journal's Michael Hirsch said Benghazi was a tragedy. It will almost certainly remain a political issue. What is not, by a long shot, it is not a scandal yet. Then I go to Washington Post. At Washington Post on Twitter. Who's tweeting about Benghazi? Rich, middle-aged men and Chick-fil-A lovers. Oh, the Washington Post? Really?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm proud to be associated with PaidAtHome.com. Now, I'm doubly proud of all of my listeners who've started their own thriving, earn-from-home business with these folks. PaidAtHome.com, they're looking for Hannity listeners who want to earn a sizable income from their home. Now, they're going to train you, they'll mentor you, and they'll show you how to earn a great income representing a company awarded the prestigious American Business Award. And you got to hurry. Opportunities to bring you this kind of respect and prestige will go quickly. Just visit PaidAtHome.com. That's PaidAtHome.com. You know the expression, old habits die hard? Well, I'm doing my best to kill this habit. People running to pricey, bad service, big box stores for their window coverings. My wife and I, we found blinds.com. It's the only place we go to get designer names, blind shades, shutters, and drapes. Now, they have amazing service, and you're going to save a bundle. You get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. You get free designer help, and now you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. That's blinds.com, blinds.com.
Medical myths so believable, even Dr. Oz thought they were true.
There's so many people who are thrown off by this.
From sagging to gas.
I eat that every day.
To toenail fungus.
Not pretty.
Solutions for your most embarrassing problems. Plus, if you diet and still can't lose weight.
Pay attention to this.
Dr. Oz reveals the new customized calorie-burning formula.
And I can get you losing weight today.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KX HD. Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KX HD. Join Dan Seed and Luke Simons every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KX HD.
The deficit is shrinking. Sort of. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. The good news for the government is that the federal deficit is shrinking faster than expected. But the bad news is that the U.S. will still have another debt ceiling battle coming up. Today's Wall Street Journal explains how higher taxes and bailout payments have seen the deficit for this year $231 billion less than at the same time in 2012. But because the government still spends more than it brings in, the debt limit should be hit around May 19th. Facebook is in talks to acquire a mobile app called Waze that offers driving directions. This deal could be worth as much as $1 billion. And looking to drum up more business, Sears this week is starting a leasing program on some of its big-ticket items. The idea is to help those consumers who have poor credit and can't wait to get a refrigerator or a washer. The program was tested back in September, but now will be in 900 stores. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
Brett.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 627, brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Showers and thunderstorms are likely probably after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Chance of rain will be 60%. Then tonight, a 40% chance of showers or thunderstorms, about 65 for our low. And then tomorrow, it's a 30% chance of rain. And then the stuff gets out of here. And really, Sunday ought to be just a spectacular day. High temperature will be 80 degrees, and the winds will be northwest at about 10, so it should be pleasant. We'll be in the lower 80s on Monday and probably middle 80s on Tuesday. But, again, pretty good shower activity out there yesterday afternoon and early evening and on into the evening, actually. And then if you have a look, there's really more activity on the way. It's just about to hit Interstate 35, and it's coming in from the west. And if you really even peek out farther to the west, it's pretty good stuff between San Antonio and I-35. So it's headed this way, maybe before 1 o'clock, I guess is what we ought to say, because they may be wrong about that.
Companies that understand the difference between good profits and bad profits are more likely to grow and succeed. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. Every business wants to make profits. However, for many businesses,
they really forget about whether those profits were earned at the expense of customers or whether they were earned by making customers so pleased that they'll come back for more and bring their friends.
Fred Reichheld, author of the book The Ultimate Question, says businesses have to differentiate between good profits and bad profits.
Every day I see examples of bad profits. I see it when my cell phone company charges me $3 for a directory assistance call that should cost 30 cents. I see it when I return my rental car and they charge you four times market rates for gas. I even found out closing my brokerage account, there's a closing account closing fee of $100. What is that about?
These types of fees and policies create bad feelings, and companies that understand that, says Fred, will grow. Those that don't, won't.
Enterprise Rental Car decided they were going to get off of this bad profit addiction and make sure it went away completely. They don't overcharge for gas. They treat people right. And, you know, Enterprise grew from a tiny little niche player in St. Louis, Missouri, to become the largest car rental firm in North America. Southwest Airlines took a similar philosophy in the airline business to become the largest airline in North America. Companies who understand the cost of bad profits and get rid of them have an opportunity to grow and just beat their competitors up.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Severe weather yesterday afternoon caused minor flooding and other problems in Brazos and surrounding counties. There was a delay in starting last night's College Station City Council workshop meeting due to flooding inside of the City Hall. A photo's on our website at WTAW.com. And Councilman John Nichols apologized for arriving late. He was part of the Chamber of Commerce delegation returning from Washington, D.C. Nichols said they had a four-hour delay at DFW Airport while waiting for the storms to clear. And 4.5 years after College Station voters said yes to building a nature center at Lick Creek Park, a design has been approved.
The City Council approved an architect's contract by a 4-3 split. Councilwoman Blanche Brick participated with the Community Advisory Committee that recommended the design that includes air conditioning.
You can build the building and just put a pavilion there. Maybe that will get people in the shade with a fan on it, but it won't serve the purpose of classroom, of adapting and bringing children there and having a time period to talk to them about what they are going to see in nature or what they have seen.
James Benham was among the opponents.
I agree with the mayor. I have a significant amount of heartburn wrapped around the O&M cost, the future maintenance cost, the potential deferred maintenance on a facility like that. The point of going to Lick Creek Park, and I've been there many, many, many times, is to be in the park, outside.
A citizens committee and city staff spent 2 years to get to the action taken by the council last night. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Enjoying concessions this year at Merrill Green Stadium means helping pay for Bryan School District lunches next year.
When the parents and the community go out and, you know, they buy their Cokes, their candy bars, their nachos, whatever those snacks may be at the football games and those athletic events, that money will be actually used to offset the cost to the meal prices that the state has pretty much told us we have to raise.
Bryan ISD Superintendent Tommy Wallace says nutrition director Sunday Fryers learned they can transfer $14,000 from the concession account without that counting against what they receive from the state. And the Texas Senate has advanced combining vehicle registration and inspections. Senator Charles Schwertner says no money would be lost.
There'll still be inspections. They'll be stickerless, and they'll be tied electronically to the VIN number. And then when you go get your car registered, they will verify that you've had an inspection, and you'll get just one sticker.
Schwertner is suspicious of the Texas Department of Transportation list of requested projects.
I think that doesn't really do a good job of prioritizing the critical transportation infrastructure projects that need to be funded.
Schwertner says there are wish list items in the $315 billion sought by TxDOT. And as the Texas legislature enters the final days of the regular session, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is planning on returning to Austin for a special session.
I can't see how we can deal with the rainy day fund and allocate money to water or transportation, or even some people want to take money out of the rainy day fund and just spend it for on education, which I'm not particularly in favor of. But we're going to have to do something about those issues. They're issues that are critical to our state, to our economy.
Rainey says the rainy day fund is projected to grow to $12 billion. A blind man is admitted to selling drugs out of his home. A prison sentence of 15 years was imposed on 48-year-old Jose Valencia Salida. He was arrested last October following a search by DPS troopers at Salida's home at 30th and Sims. Troopers seized cocaine and marijuana valued at more than $8,000, along with more than $4,500 in cash. And prison time of nearly 3 years is the punishment for a Bryan man found guilty of sending bomb threats last October to Texas State University. 22-year-old Darion Kelly was convicted last month in federal court of using his ex-girlfriend's email account to send the threats to the school's admissions office. Prosecutors dropped charges against the woman after the threats were traced to Kelly. The sentencing also included paying restitution of nearly $16,000 and a $300 fine. And it may be located in the city of Bryan, but a new wastewater treatment plant is also helping College Station. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski says the Thompson's Creek facility will serve expanding needs on the west side, while College Station handles an expansion on the east side.
Provide us sewer on the east side of town, down Highway 30, so we can expand and grow our city and new businesses and residential subdivisions, and we're doing so likewise on the west side. So great partnership with the city of College Station.
The new west side plant will be able to process 2 million gallons of wastewater a day and can be expanded to double that capacity. WTAW News Time is 6:37 at 67 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 641. Quickly falling behind, aren't we? It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at MooreFeed.com.
We have one area of showers and thunderstorms now east of the region, another back across central Texas. We'll keep a watch out for storms again today as our weather pattern remains a bit unsettled. Weather-wise for today, there'll be clouds, a few breaks of sunshine. Watch out for a shower or a thunderstorm today, 75. Showers and storms, 65 tonight. The storms end tomorrow, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny, warmer by Mother's Day, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M baseball late into last night. Record-setting events for A&M track and field, and we'll get you caught up with the NHL and NBA playoffs, too. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
So, the president of U.S. America in Austin yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's over there shaking and howdying with people, and, you know, of course, the governor said, well, he came to the right place. Didn't go to Chicago, didn't go to California. He came to Texas because we're doing it right here. So.
Because he's going to take tips from us, right?
Yeah, probably probably not. I noticed that the governor did not have a letter to hand him, you know, which is what he did the last time that the president showed up. He's standing there on the tarmac and gave him a letter, tried to. The president said, hey, give it to one of my people. And but, yeah, they looked like they were getting along, and he, you know, they were showed. I saw a picture of him walking into the limousine. I wonder if he's saying, "Now, you know, what kind of drapes you got in there right now? What kind of carpet you got up there in the living area? You know, just checking it out, just seeing." By the way, the president is officially maybe a lame duck. Could be, according to Pew Research Center poll. Despite the constant narrative that Republicans are running for cover over major issues, the Pew survey shows the GOP actually has a slight edge over the Democrats when it comes to talking about the economy and gun control. And the Republicans are running dead even with the Democrats when it comes to immigration. The president, personally, though, has a 51% approval rating. So he's a lot like Ronald Reagan and Bill
Clinton.
Personally, people like him. And he is not, you know, they used to say with Reagan he was the Teflon president. And so it's much like that. So, in other words, once again, shake and howdy, giggle a little bit, you know, nudge, nudge, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. People like the guy, they just don't necessarily like the politics, which he is the politics. You must understand that. But because he smiles and laughs, everybody thinks he's just fine. He's a nice guy. Just, he's got a tough job to do.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I don't think he makes it any easier on himself.
No, he doesn't. That's true. So, folks at ABC News on a website have posted the Republican National Committee Benghazi attack ad that never aired. In the closing weeks of last fall's presidential election, they did an ad based on the Hillary Clinton's now famous 3 a.m. phone call. And it's a pretty interesting commercial.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, and it's mostly visual, so if you care, then go have a look at it. But it, what's interesting is the Mitt Romney campaign thought that it would detract from the message, the economy, so they didn't want to run it. How'd that work out for him? Oh, yeah, not so good. We'll talk to Kyle Cassell this morning about 8:15, about things going on in Austin. As John Rainey told us, yesterday was the last day for bills to come to the floor, and actually they went right up until midnight, and some of those things did not make it.
Is they going to extra innings, too?
Yeah, well, there's still some stuff that could come over from the Senate side and the House could act on it. But, yeah, I think a special session's just got to happen.
Yeah, I do, too.
The deal is, though, the bill that had to do with changing the current retirement for state workers, that didn't make it. They didn't get that done. And that affects a lot of people here in Bryant College Station because there are a lot of people who are in that system.
Yeah.
And So we'll see. Now, it's still the Senate side. It could still come over from the Senate version, and the House could act on that. But that that puppy's pretty much DOA when it comes to the House. Then, and you heard the frustration a little bit, I think, from John Rainey yesterday about how some major things were really not being done yet. They hadn't gotten the water deal taken care of. They killed the transportation registration. They killed the registration increase, which would have helped fund transportation. And I just don't get that, just personally, just me one person. I mean, jack that price up $10 more per sticker, and, you know, we got some money to deal with in the highways. And we've got to get it. I mean, we can't buy roads with little red rocks. They don't take wampum anymore. I mean, we got to come up with money for this kind of thing. And, you know, if you want good roads, and we got more roads than anybody in America in Texas, so, you know, if we're going to maintain what we've got and build new ones, we've got to find a way to do it in those areas like Brazos County where we don't have any tolling opportunities. We can't toll here. We're not going to have anything that's going to be a toll.
One of the
road.
Projected was the... was six, though, between here and Navasota becoming a toll eventually,
and
right?
They talked about that, but again, you talk to Randy Sims. I mean, he went out and told the people in Welborn that, and he came back pretty much walking with a limp. I mean, they got on him pretty bad over that. So, and it'd be a passive toll system. It wouldn't be a booth. It'd be a Texas tag kind of thing. But, you know, that's stuff that's been floated, not necessarily do people feel good about it.
I'd rather pay 10 extra dollars than be told every time I go between here and Navasota.
Well, and again, that's the whole idea. Well, it's not, and again, with all due respect, Kat, it's not you. It's those kids who live in that, you know, because there's a few of them who live down in the Houston area who go to a big school or two up here, and those are the ones that they really kind of want to nick, and then they have those football games, about six or seven of those a year, and they kind of want to hop on those folks.
Well, like everybody from every small community comes to BCS to buy stuff we can't get in other places.
They generally do. That's right. When the Walmart doesn't carry what you need, you got to come up here, and that's cool. But so I don't know. They've got to come up with some kind of a plan that's going to get roads funded. But at least right now, increasing the registration apparently is not going to work. Anyway, so we'll talk to Kyle Cassell at about 8:15. Also, Mark Price will be in this morning. If you got your property taxes in the last week, and you probably did, then you'll get a chance to see those fun and games and talk about them. We'll talk with him a little bit about that.
No calls, though.
Yeah, no, we're not taking calls. No, you gotta go ahead. But we'll talk about the review process and how that works in case you have some interest in it. All right, 6:48.
When my husband and I split up the chores, I always choose to mow the lawn because we just got a John Deere Z-Track mower from Sioux Falls Prater. It lets me cut clean, even stripes fast, and it trims beautifully, so every inch is just right. But I couldn't have done it without the pros at Sioux Falls Prater. They helped me pick out the perfect Z-Track mower for our yard, but it still feels great when I come inside and he's still slaving over dinner. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 11th, it's Deer Nutrition. Learn about improving genetics and take your wildlife nutrition program to a new level. Feeding programs and strategies this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of us are willing to spend a certain number of dollars on our hobby of gardening. The more we can get for those dollars, however, the happier we are as gardeners. I have some ways you can conserve your money without compromising the results you get while you're out there gardening. Protect your gardening investment. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get all four of our 15-by-30-inch heavy cardstock full-color posters. 100 best landscape plants for Texas, 100 best annuals for Texas, 120 best perennials for Texas, and all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Highly informative posters. They're normally $12 each. You get all four and a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, a $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 752-4769.
This is Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your yard. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy your lawn while staying a responsible Texan. Check outside faucets for leaks. Water your lawn only in the early morning or evening. These are small changes that can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water.
Be water smart and save. Get more tips at texaswatersmart.com.
Speaking of protecting your gardening investment, you want to protect all of your spring plantings, new and old alike, from the ravages of a Texas summertime. Here we are on the edge of another one. Just a few cents worth of water can save trees and shrubs that cost dozens, if not hundreds, or thousands of dollars. Learn to recognize early signs of drought and then step to your plant's rescue before they reach the permanent wilting point. That is, the point beyond which they can't recover, even with deep watering. Slow, deep soakings are usually best. Above all, don't ever water by the clock. Plants will dry out at varying rates. You may be watering on three-day increments in the heat of the summer and once every week or two in late spring or fall, maybe not at all over the wintertime. It all depends. You want to boost your lawn into really active growth. By this time of spring, St. Augustine and Bermuda should be growing at their best paces of the year. Both of these are warm season grasses, which means they're happiest in the 80-plus temperatures that we're seeing now. You can put that active growth to work for you by making sure you have the turf adequately fed with a quality high nitrogen or all nitrogen slow-release fertilizer. In fact, rather than spending dozens of dollars on various types of weed killers, invest instead in a couple of bags of quality lawn food and a lot of the weeds will go away. Vigorous turf that is properly fed, adequately watered, and mowed frequently will crowd out almost all weeds. Then, if a few persist, you can buy the appropriate herbicide. Now, similar advice goes with pest control. Not every insect is damaging. Those types that are damaging may not be present in large quantities. However, you need to have all of your trees and shrubs properly identified first so you can more quickly identify any problems that begin to arise. Insects and diseases you see are generally common only to a specific plant or small group of closer related plants. If the numbers of insects and the amount of disease seem to be threatening to those plants, use the best available effective control. It may be organic, I'll give you that, but it also may be inorganic. Whichever it needs to be effective, that's the one you want to use. You need to ask the nurseryman before you plunk your money down, how effective is this control? Will it kill all of them, or am I going to have to retreat several times? Perhaps most important of all, though, learn to read your plants. They'll give you early indications of problems that may be arising. Step to their rescue then before things get out of hand. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Texas A&M received a stout pitching performance from starter Darryl Mangdon, and Jason Jester tied a single-season record with his 13th save as the Aggies posted a 2-1 win over the number 3-ranked LSU Tigers yesterday evening in the series opener at Olsen Field. Here's Coach Childress on the win and his pitching.
Well, I'm really proud of us, you know, both teams really. I mean, staying ready to play. I thought it was a well-played Thursday night game, and just think we're seeing the Daniel Mangdon grow up on the job and being the guy that leads us into the weekend. And I thought last week was his by far and away his best performance in an A&M uniform, and he came back and validated that again against a great lineup. And, you know, we were able to crack through and score a couple of runs, and you know, Daniel and Jason made it stand up.
Mangdon, now 6-3, allowed just one run, scattering five hits and two hit batsmen while striking out five over eight innings. The Aggies and Tigers return to action tonight, 6:35 with the first pitch. All the action is here on WTAW Live. Now, you can find parking information because we not only do we have student graduation, but we've also got the NCAA tennis tournament. You can find parking information for in and around the fields at WTAW.com. And since we're talking graduation, among the record number of degree candidates at A&M and the commencement exercises today and tomorrow, well, 102 Aggie student athletes will be doing the same. According to Athletic Director Eric Hyman, I'm extremely proud of these young people for taking advantage of an opportunity to continue to play a sport they love while they are also earning a degree in a world-class university. Texas A&M junior Casey Strong placed fourth in the hammer field on the first day of action in the SEC Championships with a mark of 206 feet 7 inches. That not only improves his personal best, but it's also an Aggie school record. As a matter of fact, all four of his throws for the event were both personal bests and Aggie records. A&M senior Susie Gruden opened with a 2 over 73 yesterday to lead the 27th-ranked Texas A&M golf team into a tie for 10th place after the first round of the NCAA Women's Golf Tournament at West Regional in Stanford. The Pittsburgh Penguins went with Plan B in goal, and as a result, they're on the verge of advancing to the second round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Thomas Volkoon stopped 31 shots in his first playoff start in 6 years, and the Penguins beat the New York Islanders 4-0 last night to take a 3-2 series lead. Here's Sid the Kid.
They started pretty well. I think took us a few minutes to get our feet under us, but I thought did a great job playing in their end and, you know, playing the offensive zone, wearing them down and generating some good chances.
In more NHL action, the Chicago Blackhawks and Ottawa Senators have advanced to the second round of the playoffs with a pair of Game 5 victories. The Blackhawks eliminated Minnesota 5-1, and the Senators sent Montreal packing with a score of 6-1. After a travel day yesterday, two NBA playoff series resumed tonight. The Chicago Bulls are home for Game 3. They're tied up with Miami at one game apiece, and Golden State heads home. They'll play San Antonio. That series is tied up at one game apiece, too, for Game 3 as they head to the Western Conference semifinals. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy had their best start ever in the Players' Championship, but it wasn't enough to catch the guy who'd never played the TPC at Sawgrass. Roberto Castro tied the course record of a 9-under-63, good for a three-shot edge over McIlroy and four-shot advantage over Woods entering today's second round. In Major League Baseball...
Another 1-2. This is punched over the head of Carter down to right field line. This game is going to be tied. Albert grounds second. He'll head to third. Trumbo trying to go to second. He is in there with a 2-RBI double.
After that, there was a little bit of a problem. The Los Angeles Angels said they were going to play the rest of the game under protest for a pitching change. And here's the explanation from ESPN.
Paul Clemens walks Chris Iannetta to put two on. Astros manager Bo Porter pulls Clemens, goes to the bullpen for Wesley Wright. While Wright is warming up, he changes his mind, signals for another reliever, and Mike Scioscia out of the dugout in protest, telling officials Wright has to face one batter.
And it didn't matter. The final score ended up being 6-5 Angels anyway. And finally, just something to make you kind of giggle on a Friday, Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend makes Maxim's top 100 list.
Yeah.
That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on X2 Power motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
An absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass. Beautiful.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
So it's Mother's Day on Sunday. I don't know if you've heard that or not. We'll try to help you out a little bit.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's okay. Did you know today's amazing Mother's Day fact? The average age of a new mother is now 25.
No kidding.
Yep, the average age has risen nearly 4 years since 1970. 25. All right, here's our weather.